One of the sports that ramp up this time of the year, and I love it, of course, is racing. We've got the Devonport Cup only a couple of weeks away. There's a lot happening in the racing world, and I thought it'd be a good chance to catch up with the acting CEO of TAS Racing, Andrew Jenkins. Good morning, Andrew.
G'day, Martin, and good morning to all of your listeners. And you're absolutely spot on. What an exciting time of year, in particular for racing on the northwest coast. It's terrific, isn't it?
Yeah, it is indeed. Now, I mentioned that you're acting CEO of TAS Racing. I know back in November, the racing minister put out a media release saying that they're searching for a new one. I know you probably don't have any control or any idea of when that's likely to happen, but I hope you've thrown your hat into the ring.
Oh, absolutely, Martin. I'm 100% wanting to have the opportunity and the privilege to lead and continue to grow racing in Tassie as a Tassie boy who loves racing. It's something that I would very much like the opportunity to continue in.
Well, good luck with that. I know the announcement will come from the minister in due course. On the same press release, and I'll quote from it now, she says, a key priority for the new CEO will be the development of the new harness and greyhound racetracks for the northwest coast, which is a great opportunity for me to ask you, Andrew, where are we at? I understand there are some concept plans very close to being released.
That's right, Martin. Things are coming along very well regarding the new facility. So you'll be aware that we have purchased a parcel of land on Mill Road opposite the airport, around 27 hectares.
So Devonport Airport, yep.
Devonport Airport. That will give us the opportunity to not only construct a state-of-the-art harness and greyhound track and grandstand facilities, but also in due course, we have the ability to do a phase two development of an on-site harness training and stabling facility. So we're really pleased with the location and the land and current status. I'm pleased to confirm that we now have a development application reference number, meaning that we're locked in for assessment under the interim planning scheme, where racing facilities are a permitted purpose subject to discretionary council approval, and importantly, that our advice is that would not be the case should the statewide planning scheme that's imminent be applied to the location. So that's a really important outcome.
Yeah.
For
so
us.
What it means is that there's a development application going into the Latrobe Council very soon, if I'm reading that correctly.
We've already lodged it.
Oh, okay,
and,
right. Wow.
We've had a couple of further requests for information from the council, so we're working through that additional information and hope to be able to provide a further update over the coming weeks. But at this stage, it's all shaping up.
Really. Okay, now it's been mentioned, I think, about an $80 million spend over a period, of course. If the application gets approved in the next month or two, then we're probably going to see things start to happen. Is it about a two-year time frame or less than that now?
We're still thinking, realistically, Martin, that we're going to be looking at a two-year time frame by the time we go through a go-to-market exercise and secure a lead contractor and commence and then complete construction. We're mindful of wanting to be conservative in our guidance as regards timing. So, yeah, that's why we're running with around about 2 years at this point in time. But, of course, if we can bring that forward, we absolutely will be trying to do that.
And what's the feedback been like from the industry on the northwest coast with harness racing and greyhound trainers? I know that the government have allowed travel subsidies and things like that as well, but it's terribly inconvenient, isn't it?
Oh, look, it is, Martin. There's no getting around that. And TAS Racing is very mindful of trying to mitigate the additional travel and time associated with participants on the northwest coast needing to go either across to the north or travel all the way down south to Hobart facilities. So the travel subsidy is intended to go some way, at least from a financial perspective, towards, as I say, mitigating some of those additional difficulties that apply.
There's an announcement there's been a boost in prize money, and that includes the Devonport Cup, which is now worth $125,000, I believe.
Yeah, it is, Martin. You're spot on. And look, that's a terrific outcome in terms of further increases to prize money, and our code funding, in fact, has increased nearly 45% since 2016-17, and we announced an additional $2.53 million, or 8%, to be effective the 1st of October this year, and we recently announced a further $1.4 million dollars that was applied evenly across the codes to become effective from the 1st of December. And I think that's a real statement around the health of racing in Tasmania and the support that our hardworking participants provide and put into the industry day in and day out, that we're seeing these really good trading and wagering numbers that enable us to fund those prize money increases from our own commercial performance without one additional dollar from the government.
Yeah, and let's not forget that it employs nearly 6,000 people, the racing industry around Tasmania.
Yeah, 100%, Martin. That's never lost on us. And we're very involved in the hard work of not only our participants, but those involved in transport, feed, facilities, management. Racing really is a far-reaching employer, directly and indirectly, right across the three regions of Tassie.
Yep, absolutely. And I know that the Harness Racing Club in Burnie and Devonport Racing Club, they're regular advertisers with us, so it helps me in my job as well, I guess, in the long run. One of the great things about that increase in stakes money is it's allowed you to introduce a couple of new events, and I love this one. On Devonport Cup Day, the Ladbrokes Carpet Charge, over 1,009 metres. It'll be only 12 runners, $109,000, makes it the richest sprint on synthetic surface in Australia. That's fantastic.
Yeah, look, what a terrific concept, and it was great to be able to develop that in partnership with our statewide sponsor in Ladbrokes, and it was an idea that was had its genesis in our racing team. We did want to do something innovative for Devonport Cup Day. We'd always had an open sprint handicap on that day, but we thought let's use the kind of cult following that's developed around God's Carpet up there at Sprayton on the Tapeta surface, raise the prize money of the sprint to $109,000 and align that to the distance of the race being 1,009 metres. And I think most importantly, Martin, is the concept of introducing the ability for 12 sporting clubs on the northwest coast to enter via a random draw and participate in some prize money and funding for their organisations as well.
Yeah, and for people who don't know why it's called the Carpet Charge is because the surface is made of Tapeta, which is Italian for carpet, I think. And, yeah, I love the idea of the Ladbrokes Sporting Clubs Challenge. For people that don't know how it works, as you said, sporting clubs are allowed to basically go in a sweep. They drew the 12 clubs at the Sheffield Cup last Friday night. Burnie Netball Association, Central Coast Polo Cross Clubs, Cradle Coast Outrigger Canoe Club, Devon Netball Association, Don Cricket Club, Kentish Pony and Hack Club, Rosebery Athletic Club, Sassafras Cricket Club, Somerset Amateur Basketball Association, Somerset Footy Club, Turners Beach Footy Club and Ulverston District Cricket Club. And one of those 10 clubs, Andrew, is going to be $10,000 richer on Cup Day. How good is that?
Spot on. We're really excited about that, Martin. Even down to second prize, $5,000, third place, $2,500 for one of those sporting clubs. And it's a real mix of those sporting and community clubs as well. As you've covered off, we've got some netball, cricket, footy, basketball. There's the Outrigger club. So we're just so happy that we had over 50 clubs register to participate in the draw. So it's great that we've got our 12 picked out now. And then on the Sunday prior to Devonport Cup Day, we'll do another random draw and allocate them all a horse, and then they can get along on the day, and we'll give the clubs 10 free tickets each to the Devonport Cup and get them along and cheer their allocated runner home.
Yeah, I think it's a great move, very clever by you and Taz Racing too, because all of those 12 clubs, I'm sure they'll have 50 or more club members who want to go along and barrack for a particular horse, but it is a great idea, and you know, what sporting club couldn't do with an extra 10 grand?
It's pretty handy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Look, a lot of these clubs, of course, are run, volunteer run. So, you know, whether it's a $500 prize or a $10,000 prize, we're really pleased to be able to make that contribution into the North West Coast community.
Yep, fantastic idea. I can't wait till Devonport Cup Day. I'll catch up with you then, Andrew. It's not too far away, but thank you for your time this morning. I really appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure, Martin.